So good morning and welcome to our service of Holy Communion this morning. It's lovely to be able to join with you, whether you're joining on Facebook Live or whether you're with us in the Zoom experience. If you've joined us with Zoom, then you'll be muted throughout the service. And those of you who are joining and participating with reading and praying, we'll just unmute you at the appropriate moment. This is going to be a service of Holy Communion, and so you might like to reflect on how you are going to remember that important meal as we share it together, as I share it with you, and how you spiritually connect with that. So just to give you some food for thought as we start this service. Okay, it's great that we can be together as church, even if we are in such unusual times. And I do ask that this is not a TV experience, but that it is a moment for you to participate so that you hear from God through the words that are said, through the music, through something, because I believe that God is able to use all possible means for us to hear his good news this morning. We're going to start with worshipping him in our first hymn, How Sweet the Sound of Jesus. So let's take a moment to worship God in this hymn. Blessed you as we join together in this celebration of Holy Communion this morning. Our opening sentences, the order of service, can be found on our website or hopefully in your church emails. So we begin. The Lord be with you and also with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Like the disciples behind locked doors, we are afraid to be seen as your followers. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's just take a quiet moment to come before God with our own thoughts and prayers, your experience of lockdown this week, the good times and maybe the not so good times, and maybe what you've rushed to bring this morning to this service. Let's just take a quiet moment to pray to Almighty God. The Collect. Risen Christ, your wounds declare your love for the world and the wonder of your risen life. Give us compassion and courage to risk ourselves for those we serve, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And so we come to a time of listening on the word and reflecting on it. And first of all, Paul is going to bring us our reading from Acts chapter 7. The wording slightly different from the order of service, but it is the same reading. Paul.
The lesson is taken from Acts 7, verses 54 to 60. As the members of the council listened to Stephen, they became furious and ground their teeth at him in anger. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw God's glory and Jesus standing at the right-hand side of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right-hand side of God." With a loud cry, the members of the council covered their ears with their hands. Then they all rushed at him at once, threw him out of the city and stoned him. The witnesses left their cloaks in the care of a young man named Saul. They kept on stoning Stephen as he called out to the Lord, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not remember this sin against them." He said this and died. Here ends the reading.
We're now going to hear the gospel reading from John. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Over to Margaret.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord, my God, and Redeemer. Amen. These are very strange, difficult days, and while I do have a message of hope and good news, and it can be very easy to say all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well, and they will be well. But I think it's also important to acknowledge that what's happening is and how we feel about it. And we all know the facts, so I won't dwell on them, but we have all lost so much. Plans, holidays, income, jobs, contact with family and friends, and so it goes on. And then wherever there is loss, there is grief. And yes, we experience grief when we lose someone we love, but also when we lose certainties in our lives, and when the foundations which held us up crumble. Whether it's job security, the next holiday, or the carefully planned diaries. Losing these is painful. We can feel lost, numb, and this can bring anxiety, stress, and depression. So let me just say it's okay to be angry, afraid, and tearful, or anything else. We don't have to pretend the new normal is okay, not if we don't feel that way. An answer is to talk, of course, about our real feelings. So let's not bottle up those feelings, and if it'll help, please do give any of us a call. Now, for the readings today, I also want to quickly mention that the Old Testament reading, which we didn't have time for, was actually Noah's Ark in Genesis chapter 8. And as the flood slowly subsided, and 40 days since first glimpsing a mountaintop, Noah sent out a raven, and then a dove, to look for dry land. The story of the ark changed God's relationship with humanity. Never again would he bring such a great destruction on the people, and he isn't now. It's interesting that the ark was a place of lockdown, where freedom was restricted. That 40 days is part of the story, as was the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness being tempted by the devil. And did you know that the word quarantine comes from the Italian for 40, quaranta, the time a ship would be held in port before a crew could disembark during the plague. So today, the only certainty is uncertainty. Our gospel, though, is one of certainty. It's one of comfort and reassurance. So this gospel is for us. We may live in a time of uncertainty, but so did Jesus. He had just washed the disciples' feet, told them he would be betrayed, and that they couldn't follow where he was going, to the cross. They were facing massive uncertainty. And what was Jesus' response? Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life at the same time. There isn't a list of reasons for everything that happens. God did not create this pandemic. We are not being punished. Our messy, broken world is just reminding us that creation is in charge. And it's undeniable, in just a few months, wildlife has reasserted itself. The air is cleaner, the seas are clearer. It's like the earth is beginning to take a deep breath after struggling to breathe for a long time. So no, the way isn't what we thought it was going to be. The way is demanding. The way is precarious. The way takes time. But the invitation of this gospel is still an invitation to confidence. Not because we're experts at finding God, but because God has always and already found us. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, Jesus tells his sorrowing disciples, meaning God is roomy. God is generous. God is hospitable. God can handle your doubts, your fears, your anger, your anxiety and your questions. And God's offer of belonging extends far beyond the confines of this mortal life. I go and prepare a place for you, Jesus says as he stands in the shadow of his own cross. You have a place with me. You have a place with God. You have a place. This is a gospel for our time. The story, your story, my story, our collective story of this precarious, overwhelming moment will not end in death. Though we might feel alone and frightened right now, the way is opened before us. We know it. We know Jesus. And because we know Jesus, we know God. The way will safely bear us home. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And in the end, Noah and his family did reach a safe shore. And God sealed his covenant, not to repeat such a tragedy again, with a bow in the sky, a rainbow, a sign of hope. And today, not just hope, but a sign of thanks, of deep hope and immense thanks. Amen.
Let's just take a moment to reflect on what Andrew has said with your experience of lockdown and that message of hope. Just a few minutes to reflect on that. Thank you, Andrew. And we're now going to declare our faith in the words of the Creed, as I suggest you publicly speak this out at home, as we declare to the heavenlies and to the area that we're in what we believe in. So the words of the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. It is good to come before our Father in prayer. And so we go to Francis, who's going to lead us in our intercessions.
A prayer for VE Day from the Acts of Commitment for Peace. Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit, give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful now and always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the work of Christian Aid and for the different ways fundraising is taking place. For all church leaders and our local Churches Together group, may Churches Together stay stronger than churches pulling apart, so that we can give hope to those who seek you out and reassurance to those with faith that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May the world perceive the love that you have for all in your creation and give thanks. May your Holy Spirit assist the efforts of those who seek to find a vaccination for COVID-19. As we remember at this time all the people of the world in their difficulties, may you inspire all political leaders and governments to work together for the common good, both now and in the post-pandemic world, especially where help and assistance is urgently needed in less well-off countries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let those who are unwell sense your presence through the compassion of Christ. Bring them hope as he brought hope, and healing as he healed, as we pray for all who work in the NHS and other care organisations in many and varied roles. For all the anxious and those affected by anxiety, particularly where they cannot see loved ones. For all scarred by war and conflict. For all who suffer in body, mind or spirit, especially remembering Dave and Roger. And in a moment's silence, we bring before you others we hold in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Love those who have drawn close to you, we pray, Lord, as we remember all who have recently died, especially Liam and Robinette. We pray for their families, asking that those who grieve know that their loved ones are in safe hands in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear
our prayer.
Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Lord of the Church, hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
Thank you, Francis. It's so good to join together in prayer. And if you are on Zoom and you want to go to the gallery view now, because we're going to come to the piece, and it is lovely to kind of be able to see everybody. So I think I can do that too. There we go. Oh, there you all are. Oh. So we're going to say the piece together. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, the peace of the risen Christ be always with you. Let's wave to each other. We can't hug each other, but we can wave. So peace be with you. And as we wave, we're going to join in a hymn of remembering the sacrifice that Jesus made. And so we're going to listen to "Jesus Christ, I Think Upon Your Sacrifice." And then we'll come to the table to share a Holy Communion moment.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, born unto death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life. Time in that place was a
table. And I do thank you on behalf of St George's and St Sire's for the offerings that you have been giving in different ways, but thank you. And we now acknowledge the bread and the wine that also has come to the table. We say together, God of all goodness and grace, receive the gifts we offer and grant that our whole life may give you glory and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts memories of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of eternal life. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for all for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice, our praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send your Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. With this bread that we bring, we shall remember Jesus. With this wine that we bring, we shall remember Jesus. Bread for his body, wine for his blood, gifts from God to this table we bring. We shall remember Jesus. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Father of light, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, keep us in the light of Christ to shine in your world, that all may believe in you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we pray together. Fill us, good Lord, with your spirit of love, and as you have been fed with the one bread of heaven, so make us one in heart and mind in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to join together in our final hymn, a hymn that talks of God's faithfulness, as we remember those beautiful words from John 14, when Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us, that there is a way at any moment to go home and be with him. And so we sing, Great is Thy faithfulness. We will be singing Great is Thy faithfulness. We just need to find it on the screen, and we're going to remember God's faithfulness.
Let's go.
wonderful. It's great to sing of God's faithfulness. And I was only chatting to somebody yesterday in that 2 meter socially distance, obviously. And they were just saying, hasn't God been merciful to us and faithful to us with the amazing weather that we've had during lockdown? It's almost like she said, you know, what can I do to make it a little bit better? And certainly that sunshine has helped immensely. So some amazing notices at the bottom of your order of service. I commend them to you. Top of which is the Christian Aid quiz. You can join us again at 4 o'clock on Zoom. This has gone out to churches together. It's gone out to the village of Stinchcombe. So who knows who's going to join with us? It's about half an hour, 40 minutes. Christian Aid have prepared this. I've not looked at it, I promise, nor's Andrew. And we're just going to have some fun doing a quiz together. And then the details of giving some money online or in other ways will obviously be part of that, so that we can give some money to Christian Aid during this time. So I do hope that you can join me at 4 o'clock. To find the details, it's on the church email for the Zoom meeting. If you haven't got it, you're on Facebook Live, and you think, oh, I'd like to join, send me an email. I'll send you the details, and we'll get you in on that too, if you can Zoom. So it'd be lovely to see you at 4 o'clock. You have to provide your cup of tea and maybe a scone, who knows, if you haven't had enough after VE Day. But do join me and Andrew at 4 o'clock, where we're going to have a bit of fun together and hopefully raise a bit of money for Christian Aid. And if you can't join us, then can I commend you go on the website for Christian Aid and obviously do give them some money at this time. All the envelopes, all the kind of other fundraisers that they were going to do have been cancelled. So this is our way of being able to support them during this time, when we think of others around the world who are suffering in ways that we can't even imagine. I also like to commend the marriage course. Care for the Family are offering 4 free sessions where you, in the confines or in the privacy of your own home, can do the marriage course. Now, lockdown for Derek and I, well, let's just say it's been a challenge on more than one occasion. And we are going to do the marriage course. We obviously lead marriage prep a lot when we're preparing wedding couples. But, you know, a refresher is no bad thing. And so we commend this course to you. It will be in the bulletin next week, but it actually starts on Monday. So if you would like the details for it, will you email me and I will send you on the email. You just then click on Eventbrite to give you the course and the details. And we've done it before, and it's always good to be reminded of things that you really think you should do, but you're not doing at the moment. So I commend the marriage course to you. And we found out that if you just want some daily hope, you need something to lift you during this difficult time, and then the Archbishop has a telephone line and you can hear from him down the telephone. So the details of that are also at the bottom of your order of service. Thank you to Carrie for finding that. There's also a lovely meditative tour of the church that Gareth prepared before lockdown, I should say. So he was in church. And if you want to be reminded of the building, it's lovely to see pictures of the church linked with some amazing prayers. So thank you to Gareth for preparing that. And you need to go on Facebook to find that. Or I think on our website. Is that right, Andrew? As Andrew went nodding at me. Yes. Or on our website, so you can see the meditative tour of St George's. And maybe we need to do one for St Sire's when we come out of lockdown too. Don't forget to join us for coffee at 10:30 this morning, where we can have a chat in smaller groups. Now, I understand that the birthdays today so far are for Charlotte and for Pip, Francis's sister, who's joining us on Facebook. So happy birthday to you. After the end of this service, we will sing to you via Zoom. Let's close with a blessing. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you, and remain with you always. Amen.
With the risen life of Christ within you, Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia,
alleluia.
Thank you for joining us on Zoom and on Facebook Live. It is a pleasure to be with you this morning. As Andrew said, if we can do anything to help at this time, if you need a chat, do give us a call, and look forward to sharing with you in coffee at 10:30.